Home Slice Audio.
For me, it was, you know, after a long shift on the weekend, sit down at the bar, have a drink, tried somebody's old fashioned. One thing led to another.
Hey, everybody. It's Whiskey at Work. I had to get it while you were taking a drink right there, too.
And you're lucky you're not wearing it. And if you weren't creeped out before by how weird he gets, that's usually what does it to me every time we record one of these.
No, I'm super happy to have a couple of guys from East River. It's not like the best Uncle river, Purvey. But it is still part of the... let's just get that out of the way right now, okay? Get it right out of the way. Chris and Jesse from the Barrel House in Sioux Falls. Welcome, you guys. Glad to have you out here.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Now, you said this is your first Whiskey Fest that you've done out here, right?
Yep, first time either one of us will be out here for Whiskey Fest. Okay. Absolutely.
Did Justin guilt you into it? Or was
how did that happen?
You know, We've been thinking about coming out the last few times, and it just didn't work out,
right.
You know. And then finally, we became a little. Most people don't like to admit it. A little better friends with Justin. he twisted our arm, not too strong or too bad.
Sure.
But yeah, we figured, you know, why not come out for the 3-day weekend and.
We're really glad to have you guys out here. It's such a what we've learned over the past couple of years really is this community that especially in South Dakota has it's amazing. The whiskey community out here is just it's been a lot of fun. The people we've met, the whiskey we've been able to try because of the people we've met. Sure. You know, what's made this a lot of fun. How did you guys get into your whole business out there at the Barrel House?
So the Barrel House, we opened about, 7 years now. Mark Fonder came up with the concept and then brought, me on to, I started in the kitchen. Both of us actually started in the kitchen. I helped, come up with the concept for the food in the back, the chef side of things. And then, the bourbon came with that, I was a food guy, so I was a chef.
Yeah.
And then I was into the wine.
Okay.
And, and then next thing you know, here comes this new hot concept bourbon and whiskey. And, that's when I fell in love with why we're here now.
Does that kind of fall in line with you, Chris?
Yeah.
Same thing?
Yeah. For me, it was, after a long shift on the weekend, sit down at the bar, have a drink, and tried somebody's old fashioned. One thing led to another.
So were you a whiskey drinker before all of this? I mean, did you dabble or did you?
I was more of a Scotch guy.
And there we go. All right.
Yeah, it's kind of a stain on my shirt. But.
No, it is. You'd be proud of that. All right, we're proud.
I've evolved.
Okay,
let's put it that way. I've evolved from.
There's nothing wrong with Scotch, man.
Good whiskey.
That's fair.
There is if you're drinking what Gabe's drinking.
Well, yeah, some of that stuff he has.
You gotta chew that stuff, man. It's
tough. Well, how would you guys describe, like, because you mentioned the concept of the Barrel House.
Sure.
How would you describe that to somebody that's not familiar or hasn't been out there?
Just like the name, it's the Barrel House. Our passion is getting single barrels, going picking out stuff.
Is that really absolutely. Why you guys decided to do it because of that?
Absolutely. Before us, there wasn't a lot of people picking single barrels in the state of South Dakota. It was just one of those things where they just started offering them. We went down to Kentucky the first time before we opened. We went down to Mexico, picked out a tequila barrel before we opened. It was a totally different concept in the Midwest, at least, and we were like, well, let's see what we can do with it.
Do you remember the first one you went and picked?
The first one they went and picked was Buffalo Trace.
Okay.
Yep, definitely. The Buffalo Trace and then Old Forester.
Oh, that's not bad for your first couple right out of the gate.
I mean, we all know how that allocation game works now. It's a little bit different than it was 7 years ago.
Boy.
So, we used to get those nice picks, and now it's maybe one will come to the state now or two, two, and then it's a fist fight too. Sometimes, not literally, but it's hard to who gets that and who doesn't get that.
Right.
Does West River get it? Does East River get it?
Is there a competition there a little bit between both sides of our state?
Oh, absolutely.
Is there really?
They like to tell us that East River gets their allocations, West River gets their allocations. It's a divided thing, but.
the company.
Why would they do that in
state?
Any other state? Right? Yeah. The company Sazerac sees us as a full state, right?
So right.
There's only certain many, or not just Sazerac, everybody else too.
Sure.
You know, they see us as a full state. So you know, yeah, it's with the hype. I mean, the bourbon scene out here has blown up in what the last two, three years.
Yeah, easily. We've always been here, you know, right. In South Dakota, the joke is we're always 7 to 10 years behind everything else anyway, right?
Right.
So the boom, I think, even when we started this, it was, there was some excitement around it, but you could go into a liquor store and find a bottle of Weller Special Reserve, right?
Yep,
there was a rows of it.
Eagle Rare,
anywhere.
A lot of the stuff that you guys brought in today for the raffle was on the shelf.
Right.
And now you saw Gabe's collection in his photos. I mean, he's hoarding that stuff.
I mean. I'm guilty of that as well. So.
Well, and that's, I think we've got Justin hanging out just kind of in the background overseeing everything, as he does.
Speaking of bourbon boom, I mean, Justin brought a much needed establishment to this half of the world. So
with the Windsor Block.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you guys are, I mean, out from what I saw online from your selection you have, it's similar. You guys also have your staples. You guys have some that are kind of fun to drink, maybe a little bit hard to find, and then you have your allocated section there
too. Absolutely.
Yep. Do you guys feel frustrated sometimes though that you can't get as much as you hoped you could get? Is that why you kind of chose to start picking these barrels, so you guys could go kind of get your own?
Yes and no. I mean, a lot of the, with allocations, bourbon becoming as popular as it is across the whole country, these distilleries couldn't foresee this, you know, 8-10 years ago when they needed to start the production. Now that it's getting popular, everyone is kind of, there's only so much to go around until they can produce more. These higher end allocations, obviously they're aged longer, there's going to be less yield. That's what everybody wants. So it becomes a fight for the small allocated products.
Do you guys ever try to hunt to find the next thing? Are you guys kind of on a lookout for that, or do you always want to try to find the ones that are...
Justin's pointing at his shirt right now. Justin is wearing a Nashville Barrel Company shirt.
Yes, and I've heard so much about that.
So I'm 100% behind their product.
Sure.
And
I thought he was pointing at something different. I thought I was going to have to get closer to figure out what he was talking about.
No, but back to your question about our selection, and we have a big variety just like Justin does. Yeah, we want people to come in because if they get excited about something, it just helps the whole industry all together, you know? So introducing people to, we all drink, we all in this room probably have their daily drinker, right?
Mm-hmm, of course.
They have this and let's try it, you know? And that's what we want them to do. And then, you know, that's how we get them on the next piece, UPC, you know, next label.
Right.
You know, business-wise, that's our motto. We're trying to get them to, you know, like as many as they can and give them the option.
Do you guys have some that you always want to have, but sometimes are generally just kind of hard to get?
Yep, Eagle Rare is a big one for us.
That still is the one,
Yep, Eagle Rare. I mean, Blanton's.
So I'm not the only one.
No, you're not. I still am. I mean, I'm not surprised by it. Obviously, it is a great bourbon. But it seems to be universally, whenever we talk to anybody, that still seems to be the one.
Well, it's a 10-year bourbon for $40. Are you killing, me for not drinking it?
But is there anything comparable to that? Have you guys ever found something that's in that 8 to 10 year range? You're like, you know what? I get that you guys want this Eagle Rare, but have you tried something like this?
Russell's 10, very compatible.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, anything in that line of, you know, Eagle Rare, Buffalo Trace. I mean, you're getting in that. You're getting in that price range that are all drinks, are all drinkables. You know what I mean? All pours that you can, you know, drink every day, all day long. You know,
right?
But again, Now we can't find it on a shelf, and we as distributor, or not distributors, but you know, on premise. And, well, we do have an off premise license too, but
that was going to be one of my questions. Can you guys can sell the
bottles?
Yes, sell the
absolutely.
Single
we have
that you guys
yep, we have a single. Yep. We have a on premise license and an off premise license. So yeah, we definitely sell a lot of bottles.
Well, Justin, I know you're not on the mic here, but maybe you can just. How you're not able to do something like that? You don't have an off premise, nope. Right? Okay, that's what I thought. You, I mean, you come down to the Windsor here in Rapid City to try all of that great bourbon, whiskey, scotch, everything that he has there. But with you guys, you're able to go ahead and sell those.
We
once
just
you.
Sell the bottles, correct.
But you, when you get your barrels, you can still pour them, right?
Oh, I mean,
yeah,
oh,
you could 100% do that, sure. What are you guys? What's your next? You guys have anything lined up? Are you guys heading down anytime soon to pick something
Actually,
else?
Actually, 2 weeks.
Yeah, we're going down in 2 weeks.
What are you getting?
we can't say.
We don't want to start that just yet. So we're picking 5 barrels.
Okay. Now, is there a specific reason why you don't want to say it?
Just because of what we were talking about earlier, the politics of
Got it.
The politics mm-hmm. of it. You know, I'd rather wait for that fight to
yeah.
that headache to start once we drop those barrels. You know, but again, it's something as us as you know, there's quite a few of us now that go and pick out single barrels. You know, companies. You know, we just got to get on the same team. You know, because it sort of sucks when you get a Crown Royal single barrel in, and then somebody else gets that same single barrel in the same time.
So then you're fighting for the same customer.
Yeah, exactly.
If,
you know,
it's spread it out a little bit. You know,
even if the distributor won't do it, us as you know, business owners and business managers should you know, hey, let's it's best for everybody instead of dropping all the Buffalo Trace barrels at the same time.
Is Sioux Falls pretty competitive in that sense too?
Yes. Very, very.
It seems like out here we are, but it still seems a little more fair. Maybe is that the word I'm looking for?
Well, we're just nicer Dakota. Out here.
Yeah, South Dakota nice. Right. all right, you guys. I want to. I got a couple more questions for you coming up. Sure. I want to take a quick break here, really quick, and we'll be right back. But I want to talk about what's something that a lot of people don't talk about when they talk about bourbon specifically, and why I'm excited to ask this question is pairing it with the foods that you guys create. If you guys do stuff like that,
absolutely.
I want to get into that a little bit coming up, okay? All right, and we're back on Whiskey at Work. It's Rob and Mark, and joining us, Chris and Jesse from the Barrel House out in Sioux Falls, which, God, now after just talking to you guys here for a short amount of time, I'll be in Sioux Falls here in a couple of weeks, so
Stop
this
on
is going to be a number
they're,
one
they're,
place
they're
to go.
They're going
to
be gone.
Why were you? Oh yeah, God dang it! You guys gonna be doing that? Whatever. I'm just gonna walk in and say, hey, I know a couple of guys that work here. I don't know if whatever. No, but I am. I didn't. I'd only heard of you guys before. I've never had a chance to stop and eat there, so I'm very excited.
Awesome.
And speaking of the food, have you eaten at the Barrel House? Okay,
it was awesome. The decor in there is amazing. The food was great.
Yeah, the atmosphere. We try to set that nice
classy,
woody
yeah.
leather. You know,
yeah.
the speakeasy
the,
right. type. You know, yeah.
the bourbon the, look
right,
when you
right.
do this.
I mean, I'm sure I was out there for a soccer tournament. And
like, you rolled in.
We're gonna need a drink here. So,
do you guys put together pairings with your bourbon?
Absolutely.
It's not something a lot of people talk about when they talk about
right.
food.
Yep.
Wine and food, of course. Beer and
sure.
food, yes.
Yep.
But bourbon. It's different.
Absolutely. What we do is one time a year we do, you know, when we have our bourbon and peach salad that we do with, you know, one of our bourbons at Buffalo Trace salad dressing. We put
yeah.
it in, we make a bourbon vinaigrette, bacon vinaigrette. But one thing we do for our Hungry Hearts is once a year we get a bunch of chefs together, chef driven, you know, $500 plate. You know, the first year we did a Pappy, everybody could have every vertical of that Pappy. We did that, you know, and we came in and a bunch of guys, you know, you pair up that food, you know, the smokiness, you know, the meat, the bitterness of the greens, you know, with different bourbons and different, you know, ryes and stuff like that. Yeah, it's very, very interesting. The first year we did the Pappy dinner, and then the next year we did the BTAC lineup. It was pretty good.
Yeah, they were.
You think we would have heard something about that, and
we
would have been there.
Some of my buddies flew in that have been on Top Chef and stuff
yeah.
like that. And
oh, right.
Yeah, we got down pretty good. It was nice.
My God,
well,
keep
us on your Christmas card list.
Absolutely, man. Just keep watching Barrel House on Facebook and
right
on
well,
our
Well, you mentioned
page.
You mentioned Hungry Hearts.
Absolutely.
Talk about that a little bit.
So Hungry Hearts is a nonprofit that myself and Mark Fonder started in 2016. We try to make sure every kid in the city of or in the school district of Sioux Falls and surrounding areas get a hot lunch every day at school, whether their parents can afford it, whether they, you know, they, if they can't afford it and they're crying, we make sure they get fed. We even 2 years ago, Sturgis was about to, I think it was either Sturgis or Lead, were about to send their kids to collections agencies because of the back child, or not child support, back right. School lunch debt. We sent them a check, took care of the whole debt. You know, it's something that, you know, we're in the business of feeding people, you know, and we run multiple unit restaurants and bars. We know how easy it is to feed people.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
And if, you know, those are our future future leaders, our future community leaders, business owners, you know, if we don't take care of, if they're sitting there listening to their stomach, how can they hear the teachers, right?
Yeah. So. And that's, I mean, that's how you make a great community, though, too, right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
Why not if you have the ability to do it?
So, yeah, we collect funds for that, and we distribute it amongst, I mean, we wrote a check this morning. One of my servers, her... said she had a student that comes in every morning crying because, you know, just doesn't get breakfast or doesn't get lunch. And I said, you know what? You do the math, figure out how many more days are in the school year, blah, 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 how much for lunch, how much for breakfast, write her a check.
And you guys do this, is this part of your Monday fundraisers that you guys do?
So every first Monday of the month, we do 10% of Barrel House sales throughout the day go directly to Hungry Hearts. But every other Monday, we do 10% to local charities. 10% of our total sales for Monday, from open to close, dine in, dine out, liquor, beer, wine, all goes to a local charity.
I'm starting to feel a little bad about my East River, West River comment earlier. probably should have heard this out first before I made that crack. So moving forward, I mean, what are you guys, obviously you want to stay ahead of the trends and stuff that are happening with bourbon, right? Do you guys have a plan for that, or do you just base it off the people that come in and what they're looking for? You know,
we don't want to, you know, the bourbon market is very oversaturated right now.
Yes.
You know, Chris, there's not a guy that I personally know that knows more about bourbon up and down where it came from. You know, this guy's very knowledgeable about it. So he stays educated. You know, that's, you know, what he does. He stays educated and brings in what we need to bring in for people. And he listens to our guests. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Listen to what they want and go from there.
What's the weirdest request you've ever gotten, Chris, from somebody? Has anybody ever come up to you and asked for, like...
Crown Blackberry?
Oh, man, it tastes like Robitussin, man. It's bad.
I've had to tell people, like, don't have a bottle of Blanton's to sell.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's kind of a running joke.
Oh, only one Buffalo Trace pick at a time? Well, it's better than no Buffalo pick Trace at a time, right?
Yeah, exactly. But what was, didn't somebody, was that, Justin, that might have been you that was talking about, because we were talking a little bit about West River, East River, and drinking in the bourbon and how we approach it, where it seems like East River seemed to collect more of the bourbon, West River seems to drink more. Do you guys find that to be an accurate statement? Do you guys think you have more collectors out there than drinkers? Do you guys drink it?
I was just in his office.
Well, that's fair.
Those all have sentimental value.
Sure.
And they're all jacked. So.
I think it was very recently, it was more easy to find bourbon out here than it was in there, East River. So to me, I think maybe that's what it is. But also, again... we've probably been on the, you know, the bourbon kick on that side.
Yeah.
Give it three or 4 years here.
It'll be the same thing.
Well, and there's such a bigger population base out in that area, too.
Of course.
They're dealing with, you know, three or four times the population and, you know, with the surrounding area and Sioux Falls and everything else. So,
is there a bourbon you are hoping will soon be distributed in South Dakota? Something you wish was
Nashville
being distributed?
Barrel Company.
Is it the Nashville Barrel?
I cannot scream that enough.
They're
really?
All single Seriously. Barrels. They're all single barrels, so not one of them is going to taste the same.
Right. So, God, that was amazing. That was quick. You guys didn't even have to think about it.
No.
Well, I know there's like Penelope is one that you and I have talked about that I wouldn't mind seeing out here a little bit more.
Sure.
And probably we tried that Fry Ranch was one, the one out of Nevada. Have you guys had that one yet?
I've sampled it. Yeah.
Yeah. I really like that. I loved what they're doing with it. I'm kind of getting into that whole farm to table with a lot of these bourbons too.
Good.
And how I mean, that's just, that's hard work. You know, to make something like that happen is, I don't know. And it's amazing that people can succeed when they do it, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, just think if, you know, if it's too wet or too dry and your crops are ruined, and then yeah. you're out of the whole deal for a year, you know. Well, no barley, no corn, no booze.
Right, no anything for that. And, you know, to be able to not do it as a two-year startup, to have a full four-year expression when you first start, too, right. I think is pretty amazing.
I think the average drinker doesn't understand what goes into actually putting that liquid in that bottle. There's, like you were talking about, there's weather, there's farming, there's, you know,
finding the barrels, you know.
It's there's nuts. So many things that vary the flavor profile of that whiskey when it's in that barrel that it's ridiculous that
any of it can get done,
that it's even possible.
Yeah,
I mean, it's,
well, that must be why we so infrequently find, you know, good startup bourbons, right? Just because it's so hard to do.
Well, and it's hard, very expensive.
That's true, too.
On our end, it's hard to sell those, yeah, also, just because it's not the bourbon that everybody's out there looking for. You know,
right.
It's hard. I, from my point of view as a business trying to mm-hmm. get... It's hard to buy the new products. I'll be 100%.
Well, and a lot of those new products are typically sourced.
Correct.
Because it takes 4 years,
right,
or more.
So it's exactly. MGP years, you know.
And that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad product.
Exactly.
But it's...
Marketing.
The story's not as cool, right?
It's all marketing. It's all the story, you know. It really is, you know. And certain people get behind a certain brand that can push
that. Which one are you behind there, Justin?
Nashville Barrel.
Is it Nashville Barrel? That's what I've been hearing in this room a couple of times today. I don't know if that's...
You suppose they're going to write us a check for the name drops?
Last night, Chris brought a bottle of Nashville, and it was called Sweetness. And it was an 8-year-old rye. And it had, what's his name? Who's Sweetness from the Bears? What's his name?
Oh, Walter Payton.
Walter Payton.
You know, it had a tater sticker on it, you know. That was an amazing bottle. Great bottle. I mean, it finished like a bourbon more than a rye.
Really?
But, every single one you open up is a different treat.
Yeah, we've been threatening to get over to Justin's and steal one out of his office and bring it down here.
Your pick.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, whenever you want to release that, go ahead. You know, you keep saying.
Have you changed the code on the back door?
Right.
No.
Oh, we're definitely going to grab it for sure. Guys, it's been fun talking to you. I'm super excited to get out there in a couple of weeks.
Awesome.
To go try it out.
Check us out.
Yeah, for sure. So you won't tell us what the barrels are you're picking. But
there's two Sazerac barrels.
Okay. I can appreciate that. There we go.
And then, a knob.
All right.
Maybe
he would crack a little before we got done.
Yeah,
is there one there's a t-shirt being featured in the
room? Right. Maybe that could be the one, we don't know.
I wish. That, you know,
can't
again,
do it if you can't distribute it here. It's harder, I bet.
We'll see.
How often do you guys go pick barrels?
Once a year. At least once a year we go down there.
So do you,
we'll go to Kentucky once a year, but yep. the option to pick barrels comes to us throughout
the year. Year-round.
Sure. And then, so you guys generally pick how many?
Throughout the year?
Yeah. You guys have an average? Depends?
It depends. So from year to year, the state allocations change.
Right.
You know, last year, we didn't get, hardly anything. This year, we're getting a little more. Next year, who knows?
But on average, we're picking over 10 barrels a year.
Right.
That's impressive. Very impressive.
That's commitment there.
It is. It totally is.
You damn near have the off sale.
We used to have our... Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have our single barrel Buffalo Trace as our well. You know, when a different company had it before the other company.
Right.
But it's also before the boom when we could get four barrels a year.
Exactly.
Right. So yeah, I mean, we've had over, I think it's 14 barrels of Buffalo Trace since we've opened. You know, again, but that was when nobody wanted them.
Right.
5 years, 6 years ago. Now everybody wants them. So yeah, it's interesting to me as a bourbon drinker, as a whiskey drinker. I love other people's picks. I you know, and one thing I will say though, these state picks, stop. Give it piss us off. That's why they're not doing. They're right, because they don't want to piss off other distributors, yeah, or not distributors, but you know,
stores,
accounts, other accounts. But I would rather drink your pick, mm-hmm, than whatever has been denied at the distillery the last four single barrel picks that came in. You know, and the distiller, well, let's put a state pick on this. Nobody wanted this one. Let's. Yeah. I'm not saying that's what happened, but that's what I'm feeling is happening.
Or at least if the state's going to do it, let somebody with some knowledge pick things.
Right. Exactly. You know. Get a team, Dakota Whiskey Territory.
Right.
Know the palate of who's choosing that, and we all know everybody's palate, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's picking different barrels and stuff like that. So it's
not everybody's palate's the same. So exactly, if you get something that, you know, if Justin picks a barrel and we aren't on the same deal, I just know that, you know, or I'm not probably going to dig his as much as I would somebody else. Where
exactly, or just like ours, you know, we have to consider selling it, right?
Right.
So the person that's drinking it on a neat, mm-hmm, how's it gonna drink then? The person that's drinking it on the rocks, how's it drinking then? Person that's mixing it with Coke or 7 Up, how's it
they
drinking
don't,
then?
They don't,
so we
got count.
We don't. Yeah, we don't talk about those guys.
Right,
but we they are customers.
They are customers. Right. So we have to think about that. So we have to pick that balance of that barrel, you know, because you know the three or four that you get can be super different.
Yeah,
you know,
sure,
way different. So,
well, and one thing before I let you guys go here, I want to thank you all for bringing out some picks for our raffle that we're going to have with Mountain West Whiskey Festival.
For being a first-time group out here, we really appreciate you contributing to the cause. Sheila from Sazerac initially proposed this deal,
yep,
I don't know, 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And with your help, with Justin's help, you know, I think we've got a couple dozen bottles
we're
going to have
in this
raffle.
We're going to turn this into a big, big deal. What did you guys bring? Do you know?
We brought a Hungry Hearts Buffalo Trace pick that Justin was a part of a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, that's
we got
right.
a 175 of that.
Okay.
nice. We brought our full proof, our 1792 full proof single barrel. We brought a Nashville Barrel Company.
Ah, that's great.
Out of
personal on the record,
collection.
That's going to be harder to
off,
see.
Off a personal collection, and then we also brought E.H. Taylor straight rye.
That's awesome. People will love those.
Yeah.
That's great. Jesse, Chris, Barrel House on Sioux Falls. You're at 4701 East 54th Street.
Absolutely.
So when you're in Sioux Falls on the, as good part of the state.
generous
part of
the
state, for sure. Make sure you stop by. Like I said, I'm super excited to do it here in a couple of weeks. So you guys, thanks for coming out. Thanks for doing that. It was great talking to you.
We hope you enjoy everything you're about to see tomorrow.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And can't you're welcome
wait.
Anytime.
Looking
all right.
Forward. Thanks for having us.
You bet.
Thank
thanks,
you.
Guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of Whiskey at Work. I am the producer and host, Mark Houston, along with Rob Henry. Our shows are engineered by Chris Jaquist, and the video and audio editing is done by our own Russ Haddon. If you like what you hear, we would love a 5-star review wherever you rate your podcast, and leave us a comment as well. It's Whiskey at Work on the Home Slice Audio Network.